Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
All right, today we have Aaron on the show. Aaron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
I'm glad you're here. We just started talking a little bit and we figured it'd be play it safe and we start recording. So do you want to talk about your professional history, by the way? Because we didn't cover that before. Okay, cool.
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
All right, cool. So you're a former professional MMA fighter. I'm somebody who I never could get into fighting as a sport, as entertainment base. And I think it's because I used to get beat up a lot. So like, to me, it's like, that's not fun. That's not entertainment, guys. But before we get into your experiences and kind of how all this stuff started unfolding for you, you started kind of laying out the groundwork to me on why you even reached out. So I'd like to hear that. And then we'll get into some of your stuff here, man.
Yeah. So the reason why I reached out to you is because I had a dream about you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Lord speaks to me in dreams.
All right. So before you even go there, do you understand the last time somebody told me they had a dream of me, it got me crying. This better not get me crying, man.
I hope you don't cry. I don't think it will. I don't think you'll cry.
I got overly emotional as one does. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm a Christian and, the Lord speaks to me in dreams, kind of Daniel-ish, dreams and visions type thing. Anyway, I had no intention of going public with my story. Not that I didn't want to go public, but it was just more on like, God, you let me know when you want me to go, So I've kind of been in this 15-year limbo of, I'm not going to say nothing until you want me to say something. So I've had about 15 years of experiences, just encounters, dreams, visions, I've gone to heaven, I've gone to hell, things like that, have been happening to me, not all the time, but, happens a good chunk of the time for 15 years. And I've kept it silent, haven't said nothing. And then I watched, you know, your desert, the desert portal.
Yes.
Episode where the goes into the desert and in California and it's like a bunch of devil worshipers, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget it.
Bro, that's my favorite episode, by the way. That's a good one.
It's one of mine, too.
You know, just his story is wild. You know, that's pretty crazy.
Before you go any further, and that's on your story, I want to just fill you in on that story because I don't know if the public knows this. After that, we recorded that interview. I spent a couple hours talking with him about the realities of the industry. He works in the entertainment industry, and he had no idea. And so after I talked to him, he looked into it himself and the reality hit him so hard. He actually left LA and he moved away. So he's not even in that area anymore because of the show that he recorded with me. Pretty wild. Dang,
that's wild. So, yeah. So I had no intentions of really going public of my dreams, visions, encounters until the Lord gave me the okay. And he hadn't given me it for like 15 years, bro. Like, haven't gotten okay. So I said, I'm not going to write a book. I'm not going to try to go on a show. I'm not going to try to do anything until I get the okay. So, you know, 1 year goes by, 2 years goes by, 10 years goes by, still nothing, you know? And like you said, this whole time I've been fighting professionally in MMA. I fought about 10 times and I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu and a brown belt in judo. So, and I run security for a living. So like, you know, like the movie Roadhouse, like I really do that.
Okay.
Like I really do that. For the last 15 years, I've ran security for a company. It's a bar, grill, restaurant type. It's like a, it's more of a bar than a grill, but it's like a real popular bar here in Fort Worth. And, it's on a strip of other bars and it's real popular. Anyway, I've been running security for like 15 years for this company. I mean, about 10. I've been running security for this company for about 10. So I have to take people down, dude. I've had two people try to shoot me. I've taken guns from two different people. I've almost been stabbed about five or six times. You know, I mean, probably had to, you know, had a, probably at least 150, 200 altercations over the last 10 years where I've had to go hands on. You know what I mean?
That's like a podcast episode in itself. Like all the stories you probably have to share.
Oh man, I could talk for 3 hours on just like different crazy stories of people I've met and dealt with and things I've seen. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, man.
I
still do that. You know, like I had to take a guy down last week.
Really?
You know, yeah, it's once a month. You know, it's not like I have to take someone down every day, you know, but somebody tries to fight me at least once every 3 months. Somebody will swing on me or, you know what I mean? I have employees that help me out now. So they do it a little more than I have to do it nowadays, but I still have to do it when I'm there. And yeah,
that's pretty crazy. That's like a movie or a video game where it's like, the boss only fights the final battle. he's like, I've leveled up to where I have people fighting for me, but if I have to fight, you know, it's serious.
Yeah. Or one of them might call in and not be able to work on a Friday night. So I have to work, you know, or they, you know, I have to be there or Saturday night. Like we have the Canelo fight Saturday. So I have to be there Saturday. So yeah, it happens, man. It happens a lot on the fight nights, you know, the UFC nights and the boxing matches.
Yeah. Because
people get drunk and then they want to fight, you know. But anyway, so I've been silent for 15 years. I haven't said anything to, I mean, like there's a few friends I have and a few, like, you know, I go to a place called, you know, the prayer room in Pantego and there's believers there and, you know, there's people that I've talked to. I have someone that oversees me like a pastor, you know, and he knows my story. He's known me for a good, 15 or 16 years. So I tell them encounters I have and stuff I have, but I haven't gone public with it. You know what I mean? And, so let's fast forward now to where the reason why I, you know, even messaged you was because I had a dream about you and I had watched the desert portal episode. And I had watched another one where the dude's like in the woods and he's like, a werewolf tries to get him, and then some angel looking thing kills the werewolf. Can't remember what episode that was.
Man, you'd think I'd remember that one. I don't remember that
one. Yeah, some angel-looking thing, like, killed the werewolf and then, like, knew him by name and was like, hey, man, what's up, Bob, or whatever his name was, you know? Like, I forgot where the giant tree...
I feel like you might be talking about the Dark Shift episode. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So I had watched two episodes of yours. I would just listen to you while I was working out. Like, I'd go to the gym and listen to you. So I watched the first one, and then I watched the second one. And then, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I just listened to it. I was like, man, that's some crazy stories. But then I heard you start talking about you're a Christian and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So, you know, that was the end of it as far as, like, I just started subscribing to you and, you know, I was just listening to an episode here or there when I was working out, you know, but then I had this dream. And in my dream, somebody was banging at my front door. Like, somebody was banging at my front door, like banging, like loud, like the cops are here or something, you know, like banging, you know? And, so in my dream, I get up and I go to the front door and I open the front door and it's you. And it's you, and you're like out of breath, like you had just ran or something, like you're like, you know, like somebody that just ran like 2 miles, and
or 10,
you know,
for, in my case, it'd be 10 feet. So
yeah, it's like somebody, it's like you just ran like 10 miles or something, and you were like out of breath. And then when you caught your breath, I was like, I opened the door and I was like, and you're like breathing hard, but then you finally caught your breath and you go, it's time. And then I woke up. That was the end of it. And that was the dream. And I was like, it's time. And I was like thinking in my head, like, what's it's time for what? You know what I mean? I was like, why is Tony Merkel in my dream? You know? And I'm like, why did he say it's time? You know? And I just started praying about it and thinking about it. And I was like, oh, it's time. Like, it's time. Because then I started looking at all your stories and I started seeing you had different stuff other than just werewolves and vampires and stuff, you know what yeah. I mean? And Bigfoot, you know, like you had a whole bunch of material, and I had just saw only two episodes, you know? So when I got into it all, I was like, oh, now I understand why you said it's time, you know? And I was like, I understand what the Lord was doing. You know what I mean? Like, I understood, like, oh, okay, this is not just about Bigfoots, and you know what I mean? Like, I just was like, oh, it made sense, you know?
Yeah.
So then when I had that dream where you said it's time, then I started praying about it. And then I just like felt the Lord say, it's time, message them, it's time. So I just messaged you, and that's just that's how it all started. Like, I had no intentions of ever messaging you, and I had no intentions of ever really going public, because I had been waiting on the Lord this whole time. So when he said it's time, I was like, I guess it's time to go, you know? So, and this
go time, go time, baby. So I guess with that said, then let's get into some of these experiences. I think it probably makes sense to start with the first one, which I believe is the vision of Jesus that you had, right?
Yeah. I went to heaven. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I guess, because that kind of kicks things off, right? Before that, yeah. Nothing really happened.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I got saved. I want to say, I don't know the exact date it was, but I want to say it was after I graduated. I graduated in 2001. So around 2004-ish, 5-ish, I got saved. And, there's kind of like a mini revival at my school. Like, there was this guy that I went to high school with that I was best friends with, in grade school and in middle school. He actually got saved, him and his brother, and they started like a Bible study and a youth group. And, he kind of got me to start going, and it was just like 20 or 30 people at this youth group, but they were all like real on fire for the Lord. And, I was just like, kind of like, cause I had been friends with these guys my whole life. So like, you know, they were like my best friends in grade school and in middle school. So when we got to high school, I didn't really talk to them that much. But then they ended up getting saved, and then they ended up inviting me to their house for Bible studies. And it ended up being like a real popular thing. Like a bunch of people would go there for Bible studies. So, you know, I wasn't like all in though. You know what I mean? I was just like showing up. Like I had never read the Bible or nothing. And like, I just like, I had never really read the Bible or anything. So like, I just started going, but I wasn't like, I wouldn't say like an on fire believer or anything. You know, I was just kind of like, I was just there to go. You know what I mean? Just because like there was a comfort level because I grew up with these people. So I wasn't like, my guard wasn't up. You know what I mean? But I wasn't ready yet. You know what I mean? But I was just going anyway. It's really weird, you know?
It's divine though. I mean, that's kind of how it happens. I mean, sometimes that guys go to youth group because of girls and, you know,
that's probably why, you know, I was just like, there's girls here and like, you know, I was just probably going for that. You know?
They have that righteous beauty, man. Like it's just, it hits different.
Exactly. So I ended up getting saved through these people. Well, it was actually two encounters with Jesus, like back to back. And so I got saved. I finally gave my life to the Lord, and I didn't really know what that meant, but like I didn't know that, you know, he wants everything, you know, like I didn't know that like it costs everything. I just was like, all right, I'll give my life to Jesus, you know. Anyway, so the night I got saved, you know, a couple of people laid hands on me and prayed for me or whatever. And then I go home and, you know, just normal, go to sleep or whatever. And when I go to sleep, I get this encounter where I'm like, I'm on a beach, like I'm on like an ocean, like a beach, like all I can see is ocean in front of me, like as far as I can see is ocean. And I'm on the edge of the ocean in the sand. And about 100 yards into the ocean was Jesus, and he was floating like 5, 6, 7 feet above the ocean, about 100 yards out into the ocean. So he's about 100 yards out in the ocean and he's floating in the air, and he's wearing all white and he has a purple sash looking thing, purple and gold sash looking thing around his neck that drooped all the way down, and he's in white. Now he's blinging. And when I say blinging, I mean he's like blinging, like pure light. White, but like pure light. And so I can barely see his face because he's so bright. He's like so illuminated. I could barely see his face, but I could just see the outline of long hair and face, but I could basically see the purplish sash around his neck, and then I could just see him glowing in white. And he just looks at me and he just goes like that. He just signals like that. And when he signals like this, like my whole body lifts up and I just start going towards him. I have no control. Like I have no control over my body. I just start going towards him. And when I get about 10 feet away from him, I'm blinded. So I'm doing this thing, like covering up my face, trying to like see what's going on because he's so bright. Like I can barely see him. He's so bright. And he opens up his robe. He literally opens up his robe like this. And it's like a double door. So like, it's crazy because he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the light. And no one can get to the Father, right? Except through the Son, right? So he opens up his robe like this, and it's a double door. It's like a door. It's like a portal. Like, so when he opens up his robe, it's like a portal, and I go through him. Like, I literally go through Jesus. Like, it's crazy. Like, he opens up his robe, and it's like a portal, and I just go through him. And when I go through him, now all I can see is fog. All I can see is fog. Like as far as I can see is fog. I can't see anything else but fog. And I'm like swimming through this fog, trying to like make out something, you know? And I'm swimming through this fog, trying to like move the fog out of the way so I can see. And all of a sudden the fog goes away. The fog just completely goes away. And there it is. I'm just looking at heaven.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.